This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Monday afternoon, Frank Cusimano from Channel 5 with us to wrap up the week and the weekend of sports. And there is a whole heck of a lot of sports news, isn't there? How are you this afternoon, Mr. Frank Cusimano?
Doing well, sir. I hope you're doing well, Mark. Thank you.
I am. And, you know, I have to kind of think back to, I'm guessing it was 2021 when I was in the hallway just right down from where I sit right now. And Demetrius Johnson was here and I was friends with DJ. And he had this brand new player that we were all buzzing about, Luther Burden Jr. We were talking about him at the time, Luther Burden III. And, you know, DJ died in December of 2022. And he would be so damn proud of what's happened with Luther and his announcement today, Frank, that he's going to the NFL.
That is really nice of you to bring up Demetrius. I don't know if you know it. He and I were like best friends, and that's really beautiful that you thought about him, you know, on a special day for Luther. But you're right. He's up there in heaven thinking, you know, my guy, my boy is going to go to the NFL. And for the people who want to criticize Luther, let's remember 2,500 total yards, 25 touchdowns, nearly 200 catches. He's going to be a top 20 pick in the draft. And, you know, as Drink said, he changed the directory of his career, and he changed the whole program. Because what he did was he let St. Louis five-star and four-star elite athletes know it's okay to go to Mizzou. You don't have to go to Texas. You don't have to go to USC. You can make $500,000 to $1 million in NIL, be a draft pick, win 20 games. You can do it by staying home. So I applaud Luther for it.
You know, and I feel, and I think maybe a lot of Mizzou fans might share this a little bit. Look, Frank, I'm a guy, like many of us, who lived through, you know, we survived Woody's wagon and years where this team wouldn't win three games, let alone just lose three games. And we have these expectations. We have a great season. That was an amazing game on Saturday. Nobody's talking about it because we're not in the CFP, unfortunately. It's just the way that it is. You know, if you were a year ago and you have 12 teams in a playoff, Mizzou's in, it's not a disappointing season in the end. They end up with a great record. But, you know, we feel deflated because of the new plan or the new playoff system.
Yeah, and you keep thinking, what if you got that stop against South Carolina with all the chaos in the SEC at the end of the season? Or maybe if you just play a little better second half against, like, Texas A&M. I mean, boy, just so close. But now it's either going to be the Gator against Syracuse, the Las Vegas Bowl against USC, or maybe the Music City Bowl against Michigan, which I think is kind of sexy.
Well, again, you know, it's just that one. Again, that's what I said to a bunch of people, is that South Carolina game really kind of sticks with you. Not that they would have been an automatic with two losses, but obviously things got shaken up over the weekend, didn't they? And the Georgia game was just crazy, and I was ready for it to be over after three overtimes, but wow, that could have been a real game changer if they lose that.
Yeah, you're right. And all, the last 2 weeks where you have Mississippi losing. So yeah, you had a lot of teams kind of drop out of contention if you just would have made a stop against South Carolina. Wow.
On the Mizzou front, before I move on, I did hear, you know, this is signing week, and he flipped a couple of guys, didn't he? Drink did?
He did. He got a running back that was headed to Kentucky, and the 11th hour last night, because National Signing Day is Wednesday, he got the four-star to flip to come to Mizzou. So that's pretty good work by him. And then he's expecting a pretty good class on Wednesday afternoon when National Signing Day can happen, including a 6'8" beast from Eureka, an offensive lineman, like, weighs 290, just a monster. So, yeah, things are looking good on the recruiting front. But the big thing is going to be, how do they attack the quarterback position in the portal? Do they have enough money to spend a couple of million to get that fifth-year, 24-year-old guy to come to Mizzou? And the portal opens up next Monday, too.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. Obviously, there's a lot of landscape out there for these college coaches to explore. And I guess, are we writing off Sam Horn as an option at this point, or he's still going to be a potential quarterback, won't he?
Yeah, here's the thing with Horn is that if he throws a baseball 96 miles an hour in the spring for the Mizzou baseball team, I don't think he'll come back. I think he'll get drafted and leave. But you never know what can happen.
Frank, the Blues have a new coach, don't they?
Yeah, it's a great hire. Jim Montgomery, it's 5 points in 3 games. It's like, you know, they were so uninteresting. There's no reason to watch them. All of a sudden, you sign this guy. And, Mark, there's the positivity. I sat him down on Friday after practice, and all the players were talking about it. And I talked about it with him, and he said it came from his mom, the positivity, that she just woke up every day, even when things weren't good for the family. And that's the way he is. He walked in that locker room and didn't see a below-average roster. He saw some guys with a lot of talent, and he's pumped, you know, an infusion of energy there. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is they're about to embark on a 4-game, 7-game road trip in Canada against teams with all better records than the Blues. So we'll see what can happen, but I do like the hire.
Anything on the Cardinals front that we should be talking about? The winter meetings are about to take place, right? There's some. I saw Blake Snell got a big deal with the Dodgers, so we've seen some free agent signings.
Yeah, isn't that like ridiculous? The Dodgers spent $182 million more on Blake Snell, and they're supposedly going to get the best pitcher from Japan this offseason also. It's ridiculous. But in terms of the Cardinals, you know, there's three big names you have to think about, and Nolan Arenado, Ryan Helsley, and Sonny Gray. Do they move them? I think Helsley's the most likely. Arenado's going to be a tough guy to move because of the convoluted contract in Colorado and the Cardinals paying for part of it. But Helsley, I think, could yield you something. And, you know, look, you didn't make the playoffs with him last year. Why not try to get some assets in return?
I think, and Sonny Gray has indicated that he wants to stay, right?
He does, and I think it'd be tough trying to, you know, move his salary when, you know, I think the league has discovered he's a nice five-inning pitcher. But I don't know. If you could get assets back in return, I'd look long and hard there, too.
Absolutely. Frank, have a great week. We will talk on Friday afternoon, same time, same place.
Sounds good. Thank
All right.
you, sir.
Appreciate five. That's Frank Cusumano from KSDK. We still have one more hour to go here on 97.1 FM Talk. Brad Young, our legal analyst, he fills in for me and other hosts from time to time, is going to weigh in on the Hunter Biden issue. We still haven't gotten any new information on the Danny Penny case this afternoon, too. That went to closing arguments. And, you know, it's interesting, Sue, because Paul Morrow, and he said this earlier on the show, I've heard him on Fox talking about this potentially being best case scenario as a hung jury. That is shocking to me.
It is to me,
because
too.
If you look, there's nothing that I can see with this case. This is so baffling to me that this guy should not even be on trial. This should have never gotten to the level where it is right now. And they have, you know, his lawyers have released some interesting videos with witnesses in the immediate aftermath of this saying, all things that have been very consistent with the defense. You know, he didn't look like he was trying to choke him
nope.
to death. The guy came onto the subway car screaming at the top of his lungs, threatening people. People felt like their safety was in jeopardy. And you have this amazing juxtaposition today with the son of a sitting president who has committed lots of crimes,
yeah.
flagrantly violated IRS, didn't pay his taxes, gun laws, etc. Probably beyond that with the corruption. And this guy, who's a former Marine who tries to save some people on a subway car, is facing punishment. I'm going to have confidence in the jury on this one. I hope that I'm right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.